Today is Monday, November 25th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages hunters to donate Wisconsin-harvested deer through the DNR's Deer Donation Program. The program supports Wisconsin residents in need by helping stock food pantry shelves with ground venison made from donated deer. Since the program began in 2000, hunters have donated over 98,000 deer, totaling nearly 4 million pounds of venison, to help Wisconsinites in need. A network of venison donation partners, including county land and water conservation departments, food pantries and charitable organizations, USDA Wildlife Services, and participating meat processors all help administer and implement the program. Locally, you can also donate deer at various locations to help people looking for venison. Brock Rosencrans is a field to fork coordinator in Wisconsin.
There are places that you can go. You can go on the DNR website. There's a list of participating butchers on their website. I know Wisconsin River Meats, Lee up at the meat shop up in Toma, he'll take deer for processing. He actually wants to take 100 this year. Last year he had 44. So if you're willing to make the drive up there to donate some meat to a good cause, or just go out and try and find people in the community to try to donate that meat to. You don't have to eat that deer that you shoot. There are a lot of people out there who are in need of this meat, especially as prices have gone up. Beef is at an all-time high at the store, so getting a family in need some meat for the winter, for the next year, could really help your morale hunting out, too. It is a pretty good feeling.
Hunters interested in donating a Wisconsin-harvested deer to the Deer Donation Program should follow these steps. Field dress the deer, register the deer through Game Reg. When dropping it off, you will need the registration confirmation number. Test the deer for CWD before taking the deer to a processor if harvested from a CWD-affected county. A list of CWD sampling locations is available on the DNR's Chronic Wasting Disease sampling webpage. Contact a participating processor before dropping off the deer to ensure they have the capacity to accept it. More processors may be added later in the season. Bring the deer to the processor. If donating a deer being tested for CWD, inform the processor and provide the CWD barcode number. The processor will not distribute the deer until the results are known. To find out how to receive venison, you can reach out to Rosencrans.
If you're somebody looking for meat, I know quite a few people. You can email me at brock@deerassociation.com or give me a text or call. Leave me a voicemail with your name, just saying that you would like a deer this year. I'll give you a call back. We'll have a conversation, see where you're at, see where we can get you on the list maybe. And my number is 608-475-0751.
Hunters and non-hunters may also support the Deer Donation Program through a monetary donation at any licensed sales location or online through their Go Wild account. Visit Wisconsin's Deer Donation Program webpage to learn more about the program. Child care has never been more expensive. During the pandemic, Wisconsin gave extra funding to child care providers, which helped them increase pay and stay open. But that funding ended last year. One economist says lawmakers could use our huge budget surplus to help an industry that really needs it. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
One of the biggest tasks for the state's new legislature is to write the next biennial budget, and they've got a lot to work with. Wisconsin currently has a $4.6 billion budget surplus. Republicans have said they want to give a lot of that back to taxpayers, while Democrats want to see it spent on things like properly funding the state schools. One place they might be able to meet in the middle is property tax relief. But experts say making child care more affordable would make a huge impact for families. Dale Knapp, director of research for Forward Analytics, says child care is one of the unique sectors that could really use more government intervention.
The challenge with child care is you think about who that market is. The market is young families who are just beginning on their career, that who don't have a lot of money, and yet it costs a lot. For two kids, it can be up to 30-35% of income. The child care workers, it's not like they're making a lot of money. They're some of the lowest paid workers that we have. So private market in and of itself can't solve this. A lot of times we want the market to solve this, but I think this is one case where the public sector has to come in.
He says lightening that child care burden would impact everybody, whether they have kids or not. If parents of young kids have more cash on hand, they have more to contribute to the economy, whether that's spending at a small business, donating money to good causes, or being able to buy a home if they've only been able to rent. The new legislature gets sworn in January 6th.
The man convicted in a 2023 drunk driving crash that killed four siblings in Wyawega is sentenced to 37 and a half years in prison. At Friday's sentencing for 48-year-old Scott Farmer, Waupaca County Judge Raymond Huber said the head-on crash just before Christmas of last year was a tragedy but not an accident. Farmer's blood alcohol content was more than four times the legal limit to drive. The Department 16 crash on Highway 10, or the December 16th crash on Highway 10 in Wyawega killed siblings 25-year-old Daniel, 23-year-old Fabian, 14-year-old Lillian, and 9-year-old Daniela Gonzalez just before Christmas of last year. Farmer was also sentenced for a fifth drunk driving conviction. Huber cited the need to protect the public in sentencing Farmer to 37 and a half years in prison. His sentence will keep him incarcerated until he's in his mid-80s, after which he'll serve 21 and a half years extended supervision. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss weighs in on alleged ethics violations by the man he has hired to conduct a review of the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin. The Office of Lawyer Regulation accuses the former state Supreme Court Justice of violating several court conduct rules during the investigation. On WISN's Upfront Sunday, Voss said Gableman went off the rails while conducting the investigation, which ultimately failed to uncover any actionable election malfeasance. Voss hired Gableman in 2021 and ended up firing him the following year. On Upfront, the speaker said he hopes Gableman loses his law license and goes back to work at Home Depot. When you hear the word cannabis, you probably think marijuana, which is illegal in Wisconsin. But Civic Media's Brittany Merlo has more.
Professors at UWSP say the plant can be used for much more than creating a recreational drug, like being able to clean up PFAS in the soil. Biology professor Brian Behringer is spearheading a new program that aims to teach students about cannabis science and put to rest any misconceptions about the plant. Behringer says that cannabis is a fast-growing industry, and there are several career fields this program can help students get into. The program consists of three courses that cover cannabis history, growing environments, and the chemistry of the plant. They are currently taking enrollments for graduate students in the spring, and undergrads will be able to enroll next fall. I'm Brittany Merlo.
Governor Tony Evers has granted another 172 pardons, bringing his total number of pardons granted to 1,436. The Wisconsin Constitution grants the governor the power to pardon individuals convicted of a crime. A pardon is an official act of forgiveness that restores rights lost when someone is convicted of a felony, including the right to serve on a jury, hold public office, and hold certain professional licenses. A pardon does not expunge court records. Individuals convicted of a Wisconsin felony may apply for a pardon if they have completed their sentence at least 5 years ago and have no pending criminal charges. Individuals currently required to register on the Sex Offender Registry are ineligible for a pardon. There is also a ruling established for an expedited review process for applications that meet stricter criteria, including a greater length of time elapsed since sentence completion and nonviolent nature of the offenses. The U.S. Navy's newest littoral combat ship was commissioned Saturday in Milwaukee. Similar ships have been plagued with problems. The USS Beloit is named for the city where Fairbanks Morse has built generations of engines to power Navy vessels. Constructed at Marinette Marine, the 387-foot-long Freedom-class LCS is the first commissioned Navy ship named Beloit. Designed to fulfill multiple roles for the Navy, the Freedom LCS variants have experienced multiple problems with their mechanical and weapons systems. The ships were designed with an intended life of 25 years, but several are already out of service, including the USS Milwaukee, which was commissioned in Milwaukee and decommissioned last year after just 8 years of use. The ships cost approximately $360 million apiece. The American Red Cross is asking you to gather your friends and be there for others by making a blood or platelet donation. Festive activities and busy calendars this time of year can disrupt normal routines, leading to a drop in blood donation appointments. Your help is much appreciated. Two blood drives will be held today. The first will be from 9 to 3 at the Sauk County Public Health Department in Baraboo. The second will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Recreation Center in Reedsburg. Appointments are preferred by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has announced that his staff will be available for mobile office hours. Staff will be at the Platteville Public Library today from 4 to 5 and at the Kilbourne Public Library in Wisconsin Dells Tuesday from 3:30 to 4:30. These office hours give constituents the opportunity to meet with Senator Johnson's staff to request assistance with a federal agency or other federal matters.